You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And this is a Music Could Talk. I've got special guest, rapper, lyricist, artist Malik in here. And also some of his crew here at the WIR station today. And we're going to be playing lots of music from Senegal and some talking about some different things about music in the world today. So I'm going to start out with an old Studio One track while we get organized and brainstorm a little bit here before we talk to you again. It's a song called Queen of the Minstrel.
Thank you. own sake, for one and one makes two, and that's true. All right. Words of wisdom for the wise brothers, I will say. I'm gonna ask him 3 times 7, that makes me 21, you know. Passing 21, I'm moving on strong, and I could never go wrong. I'm a little damsel at 16. A lot of girls, I'm a Jean Marie, Corina, Sister Maureen, and Doreen. When I'm on the scene, round my record machine, I tell ya, they got to be keen. Wow, be cool, they got to come to school. Alright. When I tell you say, I've got a cake, really crisp and cornflake, I tell ya, for goodness sake, got all the slices of the cake, it's really well baked. Alright, gotta come on down and give and take.
Okay, so we're here. This is WIR. I've got the mic on for Malik here. Welcome, Malik.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And we were just talking about musical history, and that was a historic performer, Yusu Ndour, there with the song called what was that called?
Life.
Yeah. So that would be dedicated to. That's the name. Yeah, it seemed like it started out kind of slow there, and I remember when I first heard that, it's probably just this morning I was paying attention to it, but it seemed to bring some real deep emotion up there. Yeah, Senegalese music does that like no other music for me somehow. I think maybe the pace of the drums, sometimes it seems quite different than any other music I've ever heard. What are those
there
drums?
There is an instrument they call tama. Our music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no other music. Ain't no other kind of rhythm got that kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
Called tama. It's a little bit. It's a little instrument.
Uh-huh.
That they hook right here on top of the shoulder.
Yeah.
And beat it. But
uh-huh.
The song of that instrument right there is like any other ones.
Right. And right.
That's what make the difference in any music from our music, because it's really original and everything is instrumental in the Senegalese music, in the Melah music.
Melah?
Yeah, that's the main music that we have in Senegal, which is Melah. But we have Mbala. Any other kind. We have salsa, merengue.
Right, I've heard some of that.
Reggae,
yeah.
Rap. I mean, we have all, but that's the main thing is the Melah.
So,
which Yusu Ndour is, you know.
So I haven't been pronouncing it the whole time.
Yeah.
My whole life, basically, I've been pronouncing it wrong. But it's spelled M-B-L-A-X, I think.
L-A-X,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And this is something that Yusu kind of started out of sort of... This is a music that has roots in like ancient history,
yeah.
But he's added electric guitar and drums to it.
That's right.
Basically.
Yeah, they just modernized it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
Just modernized it, you know, with the time.
Yeah. This is also I didn't even introduce you, Hakim.
Yeah.
Hakim.
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 Yes,
okay.
Came from West Africa, Senegal too. Been living in the United States for 8 years.
I also want to introduce welcome, Hakim. Please, all you guys feel free to speak. We're gonna actually be doing quite a bit of talking today, but we'll get in music every, you know, two and a half minutes. But we got a lot to say about music too, music talks, and some of those drums, they're called talking drums, right? In Mbalak.
And
those are the ones here that I'm hearing,
right?
Like
there,
going.
The little one.
Uh-huh.
It's called tama.
Tama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Small drum.
Yeah. That's a small one.
And so those strings, right?
Yeah.
I've seen them play it.
Shoulder.
And they can change.
They beat it like that.
The strings like change the tone.
Yeah, it's got a lot of strings, a lot of small strings on it. I mean, I had that instrument in my store.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
African store. I grew up more, but never get the chance to bring you the picture. But next time, if you have the chance, I'm going to bring you the picture.
What's the store called?
Tama.
No, your store.
The store is called Tuba African Art.
Okay, that's a Cloverleaf Mall.
Yeah, Cloverleaf Mall.
Cool.
If I get the chance, I will bring you a picture next time.
Okay.
You can post it on the website.
Okay,
so
okay.
You know what it is. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a magic instrument.
Yeah.
It's magical, yeah.
Well, music, basically any musical instrument I've found has a certain magical
exactly,
quality.
Exactly, yeah. But this one make a lot of difference, you know,
on the
African music, on our music.
Yeah.
The Malah music. Because that's the heart of it, we can tell.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what brings the rhythm of that music.
Right.
Malah.
Something else I noticed too, the compositions of Yusu Ndour and Baba Mal, they take these really sharp turns in the songs. Like the key will change, there'll be a chorus that just jumps in there. I mean, very similar to salsa, where it's the pace is very fast, and then there'll be another whole part that you never expected that comes in there. And these are just like so the compositions that these musicians Yusu and Baba Mal, they were the first ones that I ever heard, but they're equal if not more genius than any Beethoven or Mozart I've ever heard, you know.
Yeah, because really they have the ability to to get, do that, because, you know, the originality of the mala is came from the salsa, because when the music first came out in West Africa, in my country, in Senegal, a lot of them, like the CD that he just showed me, your partner, Baobab.
Right, Orchestra Baobab.
Orchestra Baobab and Orchestra of Ibra Kassé, where Youssou N'Dour learned how to play music. All them old people, all them old school musicians, they started with salsa music.
Right.
And with the time, you know, the instrument changed, you know, the vocals changed, and the music thing, and it became a different rhythm. But every time you just listen deeply, or you listen to the old Youssou N'Dour songs, like the one that you had over there, it had like a salsa rhythm on it.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? And the vocal, the turn, like you were saying, it came from there. Now they have the chance to embrace all kind of different music in my country too.
Yeah.
So that's what.
Yeah, I was gonna actually. I just realized there's a song on this all-star kind of CD called, it's a CD called Gloire d'Esta. Right. And Malik, you were telling me that like a lot of these musicians here are pretty famous. I'll let you check it out. We're going to play a song here since we're speaking of salsa and Senegalese music.
Yeah.
This one, what track is it? Number four?
Play number four.
The Salsa de Lyon.
Yeah.
Salsa.
Gloire de Lyon.
Salsa de Lyon.
That's Salsa de Lyon. Yeah, yeah. Number three.
All right, here we go.
Uma. Lambuko, seni hedal bangin re, yu kontang di beggi be. Dunyai la gende di wuyo, tambara wat lan koi wobi. Dunyai la gende di wuyo, tambara wat lan koi wobi.
Bab ngani lan?
Nyai gende, nyon salsa nene di jine. Nyai gende, yu pachanga nene di jine.
Gende, gende, kibale yon lo la kanga.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Salsa de Leon, and we were just talking about lions, and the lion is a symbol of courage and strength for Senegal. So this CD was put out like during the World Cup, right? They just won a soccer match, and so that's cool. There's a lot of different artists on here, but we were talking about Senegal, and first I also do want to introduce our third guest is Roxana, and welcome.
Hello. Everyone.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't.
Hi, everyone. This is Roxana, and I'm just hanging out here with Malik and Akeem and Carlito. Music and Talk, a great show.
Thank you.
Here in Richmond, Virginia.
And you you introduced me to Malik, and I want to thank
you. Yeah, I know how much you love African music and African culture, and I thought that would be a great opportunity for you to meet Malik. He's an up and coming Senegalese hip hop star, so I thought it would be a good connection.
I think it is. So we're going to hear more some music from Malik later on. So this is a blessing.
Great.
Thank you so much for bringing
Not
us all
problem.
Together here.
Not a problem.
But you're also doing something to kind of...
Yes, I'm with Jamadi.com, and it's Africa's premier entertainment portal. We highlight musicians, actors, sports people from around the world. What makes us unique is we're an entertainment website dedicated to the African diaspora. So we are giving out entertainment information from an African perspective.
Right.
And we're comprised of Kenyans, Senegalese, Gambians, Sierra Leoneans, Nigerians. So it's a beautiful thing because it's a Pan-African site.
Pan-African.
And it's dedicated to the children of immigrants living in the United States and
right.
Europe. So check us out, www.jamadi.com. Jamadi means meeting place in Swahili, by the way.
Okay.
Meeting place.
Meeting place, yes.
And we were actually, just grab the mic and you guys can pass it. We were talking about the baobab tree being a meeting, an ancient meeting place. That's one of those trees. It's a big tree with lots of roots and it's just huge. But this is a meeting place too.
Yeah.
It can survive
drought and all kinds of things. And meeting places are really important. We have a meeting place here. You guys are here on the radio, WIR. I think it's important to keep everyone in touch with culture in general, and specifically also. We're talking about Pan-Africanism. Did all three of you live in New York at one point in time?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's New York like? I mean, just real quick, since we're going to play some. Yeah. I mean, I've been there too, you know.
Yeah.
And in New York, you can meet up with all kinds of people from home. Right?
Diversity.
It's very diverse. And so is Richmond, I'm finding.
Yeah.
You know?
Richmond is slow. But it's okay though.
You know, but we need these meeting places so that we can all realize that we're actually here. And this is a great way to do it. So anybody out there listening to this music, if you're feeling it, give us a call, 649-9737.